Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 14. I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Survived our nasty weather this past week with a
blizzard.
Blizzard conditions.
An absolute blizzard.
Yeah, and a big giant tree branch falling in my driveway, poked a hole in the garage.
We
got to love that stuff. So, but again, this is the quiet time of year for horse racing and the horse racing industry as a whole, I ventured to say. You did say Fairgrounds opened this week, right?
Correct. Fairgrounds is racing. They were racing last Saturday. Got the Gulfstream championship meet now. So
you'll be starting to dig into that because that's great racing.
Great racing. Acacia's found her way back down to Florida for the meet, which I know is going to make you really happy, Dave.
Yeah, it makes me happy. No, I just like she is a good handicapper. I'll give her that. And is nice to look at too. I won't deny that one bit.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's get to business here. On that note, go visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, all the links and all the ways to be able to you are able to listen to us. We have all the bases covered. Just click whichever link you prefer to listen to us on. Including Apple Podcasts, which is the most popular. You can join our Facebook group by clicking that link and go out there. And we're posting things there once in a while as far as any social media there on Facebook. We may post any other items out there you don't know. If you want to listen to us on the Amazon Echo, all you have to do is ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. And be sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR, as Steve might post any late date changes or some other picks he might find. So we continue on with 24,000 plus downloads, about 300 this past week of last week's episode, and we appreciate you listening. Also, we wanted to make sure you mentioned that we would really love for you to donate to us. So we got to keep the lights on, and we really would appreciate if you donated to this podcast. We have a Patreon page. If you go out to patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing, that's Patreon, patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. We'd appreciate if you could give us a little donation, just a tip jar, and we'd appreciate it. Thanks. So review last week is the agenda, and we will talk about some handicapping at you had a couple races at Aqueduct and one at Del Mar, and no nuggets this week. So let's just kick right into the results from last week.
Yeah, Dave. So let me just mention real quickly. Why don't you tweet out that link again to Patreon? Yep. I know that it's on our Twitter page already, but let's just get that link out. We would appreciate it. It would surprise folks to hear how much it really cost to do this. Yeah. And you and I are never looking to be millionaires by doing this podcast, but we certainly have been spending a fair amount of cash to get this podcast going on a weekly basis. So anyways, anything would be appreciated. Absolutely. And just tweet that link out. So let's review last week, Dave. Four stakes races handicapped, one top two pick winner that paid $9.20. We also had a top three pick that came in second and paid $22.40 to place and $12.20 to show. And actually, our buddy Tim texted me and he said that he had bet that horse across the board. So he was really thankful for that. Yeah. So, a lot of listeners that I communicate with and know personally, a lot of times will take those longer priced horses that I pick in the top three and put a wager on them across the board. And like I've said on many podcasts, you find out your style, use the information to maximize whatever profits that you're looking to maximize on a given Saturday. Yep. But there's a lot of different ways to play the information that I'm trying to give people on these podcasts. So, there's a perfect example. I gave out three picks in that race, but Tim took the longest price one, and I'm sure he played the other couple that I had given out as well. Right. But But he, you know, he was smart enough to take the long price one and play it across the board and cashed a really nice ticket on a horse that almost wired the field, which is just what I said I thought was going to happen. Yeah. You know, but the, you know, the place and show prices were fabulous. So 337 stakes races, handicap Dave, 148 top two pick winners, 44% of the time, the winner of these stakes races is found in our top two picks. And I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. Not bad at all. So so let's move right on to the handicapping for this week. You have four races at Aqueduct. Let's hope the weather holds out. You said there's some rain on the forecast for this weekend. So definitely will be treading lightly, at least like you said, no turf racing. This is all on the dirt. So the scratches might be minimal. But, you know, of course, sloppy tracks always make things very messy.
Yes.
All right, so let's start with the fourth race at Aqueduct. It's a mile and an eighth, and it's a grade two. It's the Demo. Okay, I was going to get this one right.
Oh, yeah, and I was gonna actually during our pre meeting I was gonna tell you, and I decided not to.
Demoiselle, $250,000, and you are a glutton for punishment. We're doing Philly 2 year olds.
Philly two-year-olds. That's my sweet spot, Dave.
Yes, it is.
I'm strong with Philly two-year-olds.
With the two-year-olds, two-year-olds, let's get your picks. Let's hope we have some winners.
Well, I have an interesting top selection, though, Dave. My top selection is going to be the seven-horse Molto Bella. Ian Wilkes trains Javier Castellano, the jockey, 3-1 the morning line. Hey, Dave, this is a violence horse.
Oh, my gosh. Better tell Barb.
Yeah, so we'll tell my sister when we see her tomorrow. Tomlinson is pretty good for a wet track, so 389. So in case the course should turn up soupy tomorrow. I've also underlined and circled the sub 12 second eighth of a mile. This horse raced at Churchill Downs there on September 20th. I also like the fact that this horse has trained over a polytrack that legs horses up. Our friend Joe really likes that handicapping angle, horses that have trained on a synthetic surface and then go to a dirt track. So I'm always conscious of looking at that. So let's make the seven horse Dave Molto Bella our top selection in this fourth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the morning line favorite, the one horse Enliven, trained by Kieran McLaughlin, Joe Bravo, the jockey, 6-5 in the morning line. This horse has got a 4.33 Tomlinson on a wet track. So if the track comes up soupy, this is certainly a horse that at least from a breeding standpoint should like the off track. 86 buyer speed figure the last time out. So it's a top buyer speed figure and one that I believe is the top buyer speed figure of any horse in this race. Yeah. Bravo and McLaughlin are 30% when they team up together. I don't know, 2 year old fillies, Dave, going a distance of ground at 6-5 is a little bit too rich for me. Yeah. But I will make the one horse Enliven our second selection. And our third and final selection, let's go to the four horse. Let's go to Positive Spirit. Rodolphe Brissette he's a good trainer. Rodolphe. and I do know him. Is the trainer Manny Franco the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Brissette is 18% in great stakes, though a small sample size. I like horses out of Pioneer of the Nile. Certainly this horse has not done a whole lot wrong in its short career. Three starts, a win, a second, and a third. Franco is doing really well at Aqueduct right now, riding at 21%. So source has been around two turns before at Keeneland, like that factor. So let's make the four-horse Dave Positive Spirit our third and final selection. So to summarize, Aqueduct's fourth race on Saturday, Dave, our selections are going to be 7, 1, and 4.
All right. So then we move on to the sixth race at Aqueduct. This is grade three. It's the Go for the Wand handicap, $250,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And I'm seeing a combination that we always love in your picks here. So give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, this horse has got so many circles and underlines.
I was looking at that as I said, Smitty Baffert. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, so, I try to beat horses like this, as you know.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it is. So I'm going to make the one horse Marley's free Marley's Freedom, our top selection. The One Horse, Bob Baffert Trains, Mike Smith Jockey, Even Money. This horse was in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint last time out. Came up just a little bit short at 4-5. True Baffert fashion, nice bullet workout. Certainly has displayed some triple digit buyer speed figures, and probably merits the even money price. And oh, FYI, 421 Tomlinson figure on a wet track. Yeah. So you got that going for you. So let's make the One Horse Dave Marley's Freedom our top selection in this sixth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. And what I like to do, as you know, Dave, when I pick out a very short priced horse as a top pick, I try to find some horses that could be some price plays,
yeah,
that we can put in for exactas and trifectas and things like that. So let's make the seven horse Dave Come Dancing our second selection. Carlos Martin is the trainer. Johnny Velasquez, the jockey, 10-1, the morning line. Velasquez has won twice with this horse. This horse has won four times in its lifetime. Velasquez has won twice and won pretty easily both times with Johnny V. Has won over a sloppy track, as you can see, is 2-for-2 on a sloppy track. 404 Tomlinson over a wet track. Nice Tomlinson rating. Got cooked on a pretty fast pace the last time in that race at Belmont. Has a bullet workout in its belt. I'm starting to like this horse the more I talk about it. So let's make the seven horse Dave Come Dancing our second selection, and our third and final selection. Let's make the eight horse Dave Pacific Wind our third and final selection. Chad Brown trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Irad has won a couple times with this horse, once at Keeneland and once at Belmont. We get Chad and Irad. They're 30% when they team up together at Aqueduct, coming off a little bit of a layoff, seems to be training forwardly. Also, you get a 416 Tomlinson on a wet track. So in case the surface comes up wet, let's make the eight horse Dave Pacific Win our third and final selection in this sixth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, our selections, race six, Aqueduct, Saturday, 1, 7, 8.
All right, then we'll move down to the eighth race. Eighth race is a mile and an eighth, nice long distance. It's a grade two. It's the Remsen. It's $250,000 purse, and it's two-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yep, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the five-horse Network Effect. We get Chad Brown again. We get Javier Castellano again. We get 7-5 in the morning line. We do get a nice 93 buyer speed figure the last time out, which is a 16-point jump from this horse's first started in his career, where he broke his maiden at Saratoga. This horse is, though, not a 400-plus Tomlinson on a wet track, but the good news is this horse has won before on a wet track. And that track was a good track. And it, when it's broke its maiden at Saratoga on August 11th. So, 7-5 morning line. I think this horse probably is in a good position to improve. This is, third lifetime start. And Chad Brown, who is training at 25% right now, and he and Javier, when they team up together, are 25% over the last year. A lot of things looking good here for the five horse, Dave. So let's make the five horse Network Effect our top selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. Our second selection in this eighth race, Dave, is going to be the seven horse. So let me give us a price play here. The seven horse is a horse called Tax. Danny Gargan is the trainer. Manny Franco is the jockey. This horse is 15-1, the morning line, Dave. Gargan just claim this horse, and he's 21% first off the claim. He put Lasix in. This is going to be Lasix for the first time. This horse has got a bullet workout coming in the race, Dave. This horse, that figure at 4 furlongs was the best out of 136 horses that trained at that distance on that day. This is the best workout. So Gargan is doing nothing wrong at Aqueduct. He's 38%. By the way, 408 Tomlinson figure on a wet track, 15-1 in the morning line. So let's make the seven horse Dave Tax our second selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the rail, the one-horse Jungle Warrior, Jimmy Jerkins trains. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. Ortiz and Jerkins, when they get together, are 22%. This is a trainer change. Jerkins doesn't get a lot of horses like this, but it looks like this was a side purchase, and the Stronach Stables, who, you know, multi, you know, billionaires, have given Jerkins the training assignment. Nice bullet work. This horse is out of Animal Kingdom, Dave. So though this horse has been on the turf the last two times, Animal Kingdom won the Kentucky Derby, as you remember, as one of my selections. So certainly we'll have no problem, I don't think, with the dirt track. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Jungle Warrior, our third and final selection here. So to summarize, Dave, the eighth race at Aqueduct on Saturday, our selections are going to be 5-7-1.
All right. And the race of the day, your favorite horse in this race. And this is the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile. It's a grade one, the Cigar Mile. And it's a purse of $750,000. And no surprise who your top pick is here. So give us your picks.
Yeah, to no one's surprise, Dave, I have decided to make Mendelsohn my top selection. The one horse with Aidan O'Brien training and Ryan Moore, the jockey, 2-1 the morning line. I like the cut back in distance here from the Breeders' Cup Classic for the mile and a quarter. That Mendelsohn raced really good that day, really got caught up in a really fast pace. I think this group is a little bit softer than the group that he was in against in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Nice rail draw. I think this is probably the time now. I think this is the time for this horse to win its race in the States. Okay. And so we're going to make the one horse, Dave Mendelsohn, our top selection. And we're going to be kind of chalky in this race because we're going to make the five-horse Copper Town our second selection. Todd Pletcher trains Javier Castellano, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse has thrown two triple-digit buyer speed figures, a 106 and a 101 the last two times out. Pletcher and Castellano are even better than Johnny V and Pletcher at Aqueduct. They're 42%, so almost half the time that Castellano gets on Pletcher horses, he's been winning at Aqueduct. Certainly, this horse, has won three races pretty easily and finished second in its maiden race there at Gulfstream. So also a 472 Tomlinson on a wet track. So I think this horse won't have any problem if the surface comes up wet. We're going to make the five horse our second selection here in this ninth race at Aqueduct on Saturday, Dave. And then our third and final selection, we're going to go to the outside. The eight horse Pattern Recognition. We get another Chad Brown. Was he got like three or four horses in every race? Pattern Recognition. Chad Brown trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. I've noted that this horse is 2-for-2 at Aqueduct, and this horse has got early speed, Dave. It's 2-for-2 on a wet track, with a 394 Tomlinson on a wet track. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jose go really hard from the outside and try to get the lead and maybe go wire to wire. So let's make the eight horse, Dave, Pattern Recognition our third and final selection in its ninth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race nine, Aqueduct, Saturday, our selections are going to be 1, 5, and 8.
Okay. And then we've wrapped up Aqueduct. We'll go to one race at Del Mar here. Del Mar, it's a mile and an eighth in the turf shoot. It's a grade one. It's the Hollywood Derby, $300,000 for three-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, nice grade one race here. And I got some prices here, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the nine-horse Platinum Warrior my top selection. John Sadler trains, Drayton Van Dyke's the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. This horse is third lifetime start in North America. This horse has got a sub 12 second last eighth of a mile in its last race. This horse was 5-1 against the morning line favorite in this race the last time out. All of a sudden, this horse is now 12-1 against a similar bunch. So I really feel like we're going to get value here. Got a nice adjusted speed figure on that race on May 27th in Ireland, where I adjusted that time form rating to a buyer figure, and it came out to a 90, which would certainly be competitive in here as well. Yep. Van Dyke and Sadler, when they team up, are 34% at Del Mar. And by the way, Sadler is 22% when he enters horses in graded stakes races. And in this case, the sample size is pretty big, 85 times. So he certainly knows how to put a horse in the right spot as it relates to stakes races. So we're going to make the nine horse, Dave, in Del Mar seventh race on Saturday at 12-1, our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, we're going to go really crazy, and we're going to make the two horse Kazan, trained by Simon Callahan. Brees Blanc is the jockey, 20-1 in the morning line. That's right, Dave. 20-1 in the morning line.
Yeah, you're going for the luck of the Irish here.
I really am. Second off the layoff. Again, a horse that was only 8-1 against basically the same horses the last time out. Finished with a sub 12 second eighth of a mile, Dave, 11.91. It says here that the jockey lost the whip in the stretch. I love Brees Blanc in these turf races, Dave. I think I've mentioned that before. He's a great long shot jockey. And the buyer speed figures fit. So I'm going to make the two Kazan at 20-1. Our second selection in this seventh race at Del Mar on Saturday. And then I'm going to give everybody a saver by making the four horse River Boyne with Jeff Mullins training, Flavian Pratt, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. So this horse is the morning line favorite. I'm going to make this horse our third selection, second off a layoff. Mullins is 28% in graded stakes races. I do note in that Del Mar Derby in September that River Boyne was even money, and our 20-1 long shot actually ran second in that race to River Boyne's third. So I'm looking at value in some of my selections here, and I think it's, you know, I like the fact that the horses that I've got that are some prices have been competitive against, you know, these same horses. So but I do think we need to put the four horse River Boyne is a pretty nice horse, and I love Pratt on the turf. So we're going to put that River Boyne in as our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, Dave, Del Mar's seventh race on Saturday, a really intriguing race, in my opinion. Yeah. Our selections are going to be 9, 2, and 4.
And you got three of five of Irish horses from Ireland. So let's hope we have a little bit of luck of the Irish here.
There you go, Dave. That's a nice angle. See, that's why we got you on this podcast.
We gotta have a little luck. That's what horse racing is all about sometimes.
You got that. Yeah, Dave, I could use a little luck lately. There's no doubt about that.
All the time. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Again, make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know, what you can do is get over there, take a look at things. Again, I wanted to mention too, is be sure you're, if you could check out our donation page, patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. We'd appreciate it. For Twitter, make sure you're following us on Twitter, offthechartshr. We get a lot of activity on the Twitter feed. I know one listener was excited to be listening to this podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it this week. You'll be listening by the time you hear me say this. So any other podcast updates, race day changes, any other picks that are of notice for Steve will be on our Twitter feed. If you have any questions, you want to send us an email, we have an email address. You can send an email to questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, let's get any closing comments before we wrap it up.
Yeah, I really messed up, Dave. I messed up because when I picked Mendelsohn, I was going to give a shout out to our friend Mark, who has become one of Twitter followers, and he loves Mendelsohn.
Yeah, he does.
I was going to say it when I picked it. In fact, he's already been sending me, you know, DMs about, you know, what did I think about Mendelsohn. I actually responded back to him last night, but I wanted to give a shout out to Mark. And Mark, tomorrow's the day, Mendelsohn, my friend.
Yep. Let's hope for the best for that one. Yep. And I saw that tweet and I said, that's great. Yeah. That's great. And we love the interaction on Twitter. So please,
I really do.
Please keep keep sending those messages to us. So we really appreciate it.
Yep.
With that, then this week, we will just close it out. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.